Triple L Tire in Highland get you that tire, along with helping you get the miles with the best wheel alignment possible. And let Triple L Tire get your vehicle on a tire rotation schedule to maximize that tire investment. When it comes to tires, brakes, plus oil changes or alignments, let Triple L Tire help you out. Call 785-444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland. Online at tripleltire.com.
The Bendina State Bank and the Bank of Highland, making life better right here at home. You're invited to stop into either branch and see for yourself. They're dependable, dedicated, loyal, community-minded, and that's just the beginning. We offer many services, including standard checking and savings, plus loans for ag, home, and auto. You're always welcome at the Bendina State Bank and the Bank of Highland. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Lancer SBS is your local roofing system experts and the trusted company for spray foam insulation as well as roofing, offering residential, commercial, and agricultural roofing solutions from new construction or remodel. Schedule an on-site evaluation or learn more about Lancer SBS roofing systems online at lancerSPS.com. Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag. Ag of Bendina, online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we're back here to the Dodge City, Kansas, United Wireless Arena, Class 1A, Division 1, State Semifinal Girls Basketball. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Coach David Johnson, here as we are about to take in the semifinal match between the Donovan West Lady Mustangs in their first ever semifinal game at the state tournament against the Norwich Eagle team, who is in their seventh semifinal game. They played in three title games. They've won it all in 1988 and placed second in 2013, third in 2015. Coach, final keys for you as we're getting ready to take in this ball game here tonight.
Well, obviously, it's to come out and get yourself going. And my coach said, doing what Donovan West does. They're going to turn up the heat a little bit, probably not so much with the first group in. The second group in's more of the pressing group, but just making sure you're taking care of the ball. Let's get the ball inside. And for Norwich, you got to keep them off the boards. If it's going to be one of these games where it was like it was with Clifton Clyde in the sub-state finals, where Clyde had 8 points at halftime, all of them are from the free throw line and only four field goals, and Norwich can slow it down, then they're going to be right where they want to be come halftime.
Donovan West in their home white uniforms. Norwich in their road reds, and here we go. Norwich moving right to left across your radio dial. Donovan West comes out in the zone defensive set here to begin this contest. Driving baseline, Caitlin Welch, and she loses the handle on it. Out of bounds, first turnover on the night against the Eagles.
And Norwich very deliberate there, wanted to get it to the baseline and get it opposite post and threw the ball out of bounds.
The Mustangs now with the basketball. Here's Sadie Leach to bring it across the timeline, moving left to right across your radio dial. Again, the first semifinal game for this Donovan Mustang program here in school history. Leach has it on the left wing, motion in the middle of the lane, but kick to top of the key to Heidi Leach. Now right wing it goes to Sydney Smith. One dribble to the high post it goes. Jaden Taylor at the elbow, back out to Smith. And the Mustangs will reset offense here, Coach. What are you seeing early on this defense?
They're running a shuffle cut offense, and Norwich getting behind the screens and letting them keep the ball out in front of them. This is a team that right now is going to have to find some scoring right there, and Taylor a little too quick with it.
Jaden Taylor with an extra step, looking to go off the bounce, turns the basketball over. The first turnover on the Mustangs. Still no score. 45 seconds gone by here in quarter number one.
And they want to run a lot of high ball screens, and then Norwich wants to get the ball down in the block. Not a lot of threes out of this team. They want to get really into the low block. If they hit a three tonight, that'll be a positive for them.
Between the rings is Caitlin Welch. She's guarded by Donovan West, Kenley Westein. Now to the right wing it goes to Kyle. Anna. Between the rings, swings it left wing again, now to Welch, now into the corner. Here's an entry pass down low to Gosh. Her turnaround jumper is good, and Brittany Gosh averages 14 a game. She gets the scoring started at 2-0 Norwich.
Double team didn't come quick enough. She turned baseline side away from the double team was coming and able to knock the shot down.
Now Heidi Leach drives baseline. Wide open layup is good. Great aggressive take there by Leach and the Mustangs on the board.
And that's what you get in that shuffle cut offense when you're isolated on that weak side, and she took advantage of it, especially with her left hand.
Welch outside it goes. Now to Kyle. Now down low. Once again to Gosh on the left block. Top of the key. Passing on a three is Caitlin Welch. Now swings it right wing to Rosenhagen. Avery down low. The foul will be called here on Donovan West as going off the bounce that time was Kira Kyle. And the Mustangs believe that was on Kinley Wettstein. That'll be her first.
Here comes the track team in.
They'll actually call that on Sadie Leach. That's her first. And substitutions coming in here is Chloe Clevenger for the Mustangs. And I didn't see the other one. Oh,
Avery Weathersby.
Avery Weathersby came in as well for the Mustangs. So on the left wing here is Katie Welch. Down low it goes to Gosh on the left block. Throws up a wild shot, missed. Rebound backside by Jaden Taylor.
Nice length there. Got some good step on the block out.
Here comes Leach. It's Sadie across the timeline. Pass deflected, but Clevenger picks it up. Here's Chloe. Right lane line. Skips it outside. Right wing three on the way by Wettstein. No. Rebound tapped out. Out to Sadie Leach, who keeps it alive for the Mustang. Now Westside, Kinley, straight away, three is good. She claps her hands, says, let's go. It's 5-2, D-West.
Big three by the senior there, always looking to get her eyes on the rim, and that time had a better shot than the first one, got her feet set and drilled it.
15 threes now on the year for the senior, Kinley Wettstein. Now Gosh in the lane, kicks it to Kyle. Her put, no, foul here underneath the basket on Norwich, going for the rebound. Great block off that time. On the low block there by Sadie Leach.
And what you're seeing early on is what you're going to see out of Norwich. Everything's going to be tinning in. They don't want to be outside. They're really trying to look inside. And Donovan West doing a nice job on the rotation of taking away that weak side.
Tyra Johnson checks in for Donovan West to replace Jaden Taylor. That was the first personal foul on Avery Rosenhagen for Norwich. That's the one key that Coach Perry Smith said in, before the game about he wants to get them in foul trouble early.
Exactly. And when she gets in the lane like that, bad turnover there. A little bounce pass would have had Weathersby with the easy one.
Yeah, Clevenger turns it away. The second turnover here on the Mustang. So now moving right to left. Norwich Eagles down 5-2. 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. Welch into the corner it goes to Kyle. Now she'll drive baseline. Sadie Leach guarding her. Cut off. Nice job there by Weathersby with the help defense. Now Gosh, she'll drive baseline. Still nobody home. They'll kick it out. Top of the key. Reset offense. Onto the right wing now to Rosenhagen. Drives in the lane. Elevates. Shot off the window. Yes.
Nice drive that time. Johnson didn't do a good job of getting the cutoff on the baseline and able to get into the middle of the lane.
Now the Mustangs still lead 5-4, 4:40 to go. Sadie Leach drives left lane line, shot up. No, but she's fouled, and they're going to call it on the floor here on Norwich. So Donovan West will trigger in underneath their own basket, 4:38 to go in this first quarter.
Getting opportunities on that weak side to drive at that time, and Norwich not able to get it cut off quick enough, and another rotation in for Donovan West.
Gosh, will pick up the foul. That's her first as Kinley Wettstein goes out, checking in for the first time. Claire Cole for Donovan West. Here's Weathersby. Avery, easy scoop shot from the right wing is good. Avery Weathersby has came on the latter part of this season, Coach, and she's been a difference maker for this team.
And here comes the Diamond One full court press. This is where they've really been making their hay here in the last 2 weeks.
Weathersby guarding Kyle. Now she hands it off to us, Kyle. Over to Welch, who has it between the rings. Down low, back to Kyle on the left block. Front Sadie Leach tries to do a back cut. Gosh, her shot missed, but Gosh is fouled, and she will go to the line for two. Nice back cut that time by Gosh. Finding the hole in the Donovan West defense. First personal on Kyra Johnson for the Mustangs.
Again, slow rotation that time. Donovan West is doubling on ball side, and the weak side defender, whether that be on the top, your weak side post, or your weak side wing's got to drop down. Johnson again slow. Gosh misses the first free throw.
She's a 42% foul shooter. So, again, when those things towards the end of a ball game, these are the keys that coaches like to keep in the back of their head.
Not a lot of depth for Norwich. Again, with the pace of the game, we're entering the first 4 minutes is in the books. This is kind of the way Coach Smith would like it. Norwich probably not slowed it down enough. We'll see how it ends up here in the first quarter.
Gosh makes the second. It's 7-5. Donovan West, loose ball on the deck, picked up by Sadie Leach in the lane. Nice back find to Chloe Clevenger, who lays it off the window and through Clevenger's first basket, and quickly full court press again.
Nice find by Leach, had her head up, and Chloe just dived to the little opposite block. Nice bounce pass.
9-5 Mustangs with the lead across the timeline now. Anna Kyle, she's got it over to the middle of the floor. Katie Wells to reset offense here for the Eagles. Drives in the lane. Kicks it to Gosh on the left wing. Now top of the key. Three on the way by the Eagles. Is off the mark from Rosenhagen. Rebound cleared here by the Mustangs. And a foul on Norwich as Sadie Leach cleaning up the glass on the defensive side for the Mustangs.
And it's a good thing they called the foul because Donovan West had three people wide open going down the other end, and that was going to be a layup.
First foul on Avery Rosenhagen. Another substitution here for the Mustangs. Coming back into the game, Jaden Taylor.
And Melina Wettstein.
Melina comes in for the first time for the Mustangs.
Moo, as she's sometimes called.
Moo?
Yes.
Okay. That's good to know. We're going to have to call it out the rest
exactly.
of the broadcast, okay?
I'm sure Mom and Dad will appreciate that.
3:20 to go in the first. It's 9-5 Mustangs with the lead. Losing the handle on it, Clevenger. Third turnover here on the Mustangs. And the Eagles will slow things down here with Anna Kyle.
And that's where Clevenger's got to slow herself down. We've talked about her so much. She's got the athletic ability. It's all in this. You get in these games, it's all upstairs.
Baseline drive this time by Kira Kyle. Throws it top of the key. Picked away, though, by Clevenger. Chloe looking to push it here in the front court. Crosses over to Fender. Wide open, Melina Weststein. Moo with the basket.
And right there, you saw the skill. They're able to cross over and find Weststein on the small block right there. And a nice finish. And Donovan West doing what they need to right now, speeding the game up.
Up by six, deflection. Taylor's got it in the backcourt. Foul here on Norwich, and it's going everything correct here for Donovan West with 2:34 to go in the first.
When you get Jaden Taylor on the front of that diamond press where she can scratch her knees without bending over, it's awful hard to throw over the top of her. And this is where this speed group comes in. You think it looks open, and the next thing you know, somebody's sprinting in there. That's fun when you got kids that can play like that, and you got 9 and 10 that can come in, and it doesn't matter who's in.
We got a timeout on the floor. 2:34 to go in the first. Donovan West, 11. Norwich, 5. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge City after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Foreign drive out.
Out of the timeout, back here at Dodge City United Wireless Arena, Class 1A Division I semifinal state girls basketball. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Coach David Johnson. Donovan West Mustangs with the basketball and the lead, and a turnover here by Sidney Smith, a fourth turnover on the Mustangs.
And you just thought Norwich gets a steal and unwilling to go in and take the layup. Plays right into what Donovan West has. Norwich unwilling to run right now.
Rosenhagen with a dribble to the right wing it goes. Checking in for the first time is Haley Sheets. She finds down low to Marissa Brewster, who also checked in for the first time. Here's Gosh, a right wing jumper. That's missed. Rebound cleared here by the Mustangs. Moo, and she gets it out to Clevenger. Here's Chloe in the front court behind the back dribble. Resets offense here. 2 minutes to go. 11-5 the lead for the Mustangs. Clevenger outside to Jaden Taylor on the left wing.
This is their dribble drive offense where they got one person up front. That'll be Melina Weststein doing the ball screening. Sydney Smith on the low block going block to block. All they're trying to do is get a dribble weave going with Weststein, a ball screener.
Chloe Cole now outside to Jaden Taylor. She looks to drive right lane line, kicks it out to Moo. Now into the lane. Her shot blocked, but rebound picked up by Sydney Smith, who puts it through. 13-5 Mustang.
It's nice to be a freshman and have no fear, and Melina's got that. She goes hard to the basket.
A near steal by the Mustangs, but pressure broken here by Norwich. They're in the front court on the left wing with Avery Rosenhagen, trailing Donovan West by 8, 1:20 to go in the first.
It's nice when you can press, knowing the other team's not going to challenge you on the other end. You can really gamble.
Gosh, down low, no shot, a foul on the floor here on Donovan West. This will just be the Mustangs' third, check that fourth team foul. This is going to be on Sydney Smith, her first. As coming back into the game for the Mustangs is Kyra Johnson to replace
Claire Cole.
Claire Cole and also in Sadie Leach, for Melina Weststein. Again, this rotation is something that Coach,
I know it.
Coach Smith mentioned about it in this pregame interview about teams aren't ready for that.
No, they're not. And that's the thing about it. When you got that kind of depth, Kyra calls the teams of John Holiday at Holton back in the day where they could run just kids in and out, and it didn't matter who was out there. It was coming, and here it comes again.
Haley Sheets misses a three for the Eagles. Now Clevenger in the front court. Kicks it to Johnson on the left wing. She'll give it back to Chloe to reset offense here. 53 seconds remaining here in quarter number one as Coach Perry Smith through the shield looks on, calling out the signals here for the Mustangs.
If a welding tournament breaks out at any time, he's ready.
Clevenger gives it off to Sadie Leach. Now Johnson has it between the rings. Nice entry. Oh, a little bit too high for Sydney Smith. Turnover on Donovan West. That is now their sixth here in this ball game.
Bad angle, bad position. Nowhere to go with that. That ball should have got reversed and then dumped in.
Back into the game for the Mustangs. Avery Weathers-Vee, she replaces Smith. And again, even though it's a turnover, coach, they're allowed to go full court pressure right up into it.
And the Norwich crowd is screaming at their girls to throw down court because they're unafraid to attack, but they just get there and they don't get it.
Into the lane, a shot out the window, up and through by Avery Rosenhagen. That pressure was broken a little bit easier that time by the Eagles.
Got the ball to the middle that time, and Rosenhagen is one person that will take it to the basket.
Clevenger outside to Taylor, now to,
got to know time here.
Sadie Leach with 15 seconds to go in the first. Leach gives it off to Chloe. 10 seconds into the lane. Chloe loses the handle on it. It's on the deck. Free, and the Eagles come away with the 7th turnover on Donovan West. 5 seconds remaining. Rosenhagen up the court. Deflected. Kept alive by Norwich. And now a 3 at the buzzer on the way. No. That 3 by Kira Kyle is short, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Donovan West, 13. Norwich, 7. After this one-minute timeout, second quarter action coming to you live from Dodge City in State 1A semifinal basketball here on 103.9 KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Rookie Sports Bar and Grill in Troy is the perfect spot to hang out before or after the game. Rookies has great daily specials, and they open at 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday and open at 11 a.m. on Saturday and Sundays. Try a famous fresh-cut tenderloin and relax with your friends at Rookie Sports Bar and Grill in Troy.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Horton. We offer all the services you would expect, like mobile and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, and all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Jake. That's Coach David Johnson, and it's 1A Division I State Basketball. Straight out of the timeout of the first quarter, 3 on the way, missed by Kinley Westine of Donovan West. Here comes Norwich with the basketball, trailing Donovan West 13-7. Gosh on the right block, kicks it top of the key, extra pass into the corner. It goes now two sheets. Now back to the top of the key, and Kyle. She gets a screen at the top by Kira Kyle, and onto the right wing it goes to Welch. Donovan West defense in the half court did pretty well so far tonight here, Coach.
And the man-to-man, again, they're running a lot of high ball screens with Gotch trying to get in. There's a tip by Weathersby.
Kept alive, though, by Anna Kyle. Still Norwich with the basketball. They're moving right to left across your radio dial. 1 minute nearly gone by in the second quarter. Still 13-7, Donovan West. Rosenhagen to the left wing, Anna Kyle. Anna's probably their best three-point shooter, shooting at 30% from behind the half moon. But as you mentioned earlier, not something that is in their repertoire.
And not really, really struggling handling the ball right now. Weathersby's got to be smart there. Almost picked up a foul. And that's off of Norwich.
Deflected out of bounds, and they will say it'll stay here with Norwich. Weathersby, you talked about her aggressiveness right there, nearly forced a turnover.
Exactly. Her problem is sometimes she gets a little too quick with her hands rather than trying to take it rather than the offense to give it to you. But Donovan West defense has been good so far. They've kept them in front. It's just when Gotch gets it down on the low block, the double team's got to happen quicker. They got to be hands up, hands off, and the backside rotation's got to get to the low block.
Melena Westine checks in for Kinley Westine here with 6:46 to go in the opening half. 13-7, D West, Norwich with the basketball. Gosh, in the lane, kicked it top of the key. Now 3 on the way by Rosenhagen. That's missed.
Good block out.
Rebound. Here's an outlet. Up the court. Claire Cole, left lane line. Layup. No. Rebound, no. Weathersbeer, put back, swatted away. Donovan West will have it underneath their own basket.
That's fine. You'll take that. That's two opportunities. Norwich crowd's cheering, but they had nobody back there and just fortunate the ball got away from Weathersby.
So Sadie Leach will trigger it in here for the Stangs. 6:30 to go here in this first half. Now, Westine gives it off to Chloe Clevenger. She'll slow things down here. Reset offense with 6:20 to go in the half.
This is their KU set out of a 1-4 high.
Now Avery Weathersby, turn around Jay in the lane. That's a soft touch. It falls through. Weathersby with 4 in the game, and the Mustangs' largest lead now of 8.
She's got that unique ability to get over that left shoulder and even not have her shoulder square, but still get her arm and wrist flip up and leave the ball across on the rim.
Norwich breaks pressure. Now gives it off to Gosh in the lane. She'll elevate. Shot, yes, and 1. Foul will be called here on Melina Westine, her first. But Brittany Gosh has got now 5 points in the game. And a free throw pending here. Pretty much controlling this entire Norwich offense going through her.
And Cole there right there. Gosh, is going left. Nowhere to go. You don't really want to foul her there and put her at the free throw line and give her an and one, because that's the one person you don't want to give chances at the free throw line.
Yeah, Claire Cole picks up that personal, not Milena Wettstein. So Cole picks up her first. Free throw coming here from Brittany Gosh. She's one out of two on the night. Misses that one. Ripped down on the rebound by Avery Weathersby. Gets it up the court quickly to Chloe Clevenger. Chloe will back things out here with 5:54 to go in the opening half, 15-9. The Mustangs with the lead. Again, 1-4 high on that KU. Tough angle to pass it in again. And we got a foul being called here on Weathersby, going for the loose ball. And Avery's going to pick up her first personal foul.
I didn't see that, but that happens sometimes. I tend to say that a lot on the sideline.
That's the coach coming out
exactly.
At you a little bit, huh? 15-9, 5:45 to go in the half. That's a 15 foul on the Mustangs. But, again, it allows them to set up their full-court press, which has given the Eagles some fits here early in this game.
That was nearly a carry.
I would agree with you. Kyle now into the backcourt, still is Rosenhagen. Has not broken the timeline yet, now does with Kyle on the left wing.
Donovan West has switched the press up a little bit and went to the old-style diamond one with Clevenger on the back point of it, just matching up in the middle.
Rosenhagen dribbles to the left wing, gets a screen now, right lane line, elevate, shot off the window is good. Rosenhagen's got six.
You let him get to the right hand like that, anybody can score.
Chloe Clevenger quickly up the floor for the Mustangs. Now skips it right wing to Sadie Leach. She'll back things out here. 5:10 to go in the opening half. The Mustang lead was 8 just a moment ago. Trim now down to 4.
Not doing a good job of getting ball reversal shots here. The ball sticking up top and then terrible angles trying to pass it in.
Weathersby in the lane. Kicks it out to Chloe Clevenger. She'll drive left lane line. Chloe back to Weathersby. Nice find. Avery, her shot swatted away, but a foul. And Weathersby will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Got bailed out there. There was nowhere she was going there, and the officials helped her bail out there. That was a clean block.
And that's going to be the second on Brittany Gosh. And so with 4:51 to go here in this opening half, Coach Claver has an opportunity here to either leave her in or take her out. That's going to be something that's going to rack his brain.
Gave her the signal there. She has two fouls, of course, so which every kid does, nods their head. But we'll be seeing whether or not she's going to be able to be smart enough and disciplined enough to not foul. And if you're Donovan West, you want to make her defend on the other end.
Weathersby makes the first. One more free throw pending as Kyra Johnson checks in for Sadie Leach. Eyes it. Tries it. Cannot buy it. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. It'll be off of Wettstein. It'll go to the Eagles with 4:50 to go here in this first half. But once again, like a broken record, I say, they're able to set up the press.
And you'll take that anytime. And again, you're not getting steals here. And sometimes people think the press has got to get steals. This is about tempo, and this is about wearing a team down that doesn't have a lot of depth.
Still in the backcourt are the Eagles. Trap comes here by Donovan West. They break it, though, do the Eagles, and finding Anna Kyle. She's got it on the left wing. Trap comes. Ball is loose. And a travel here is going to be called here on Norwich. Again, pressure forces them to speed up, and that's what D. West and Coach Perry Smith want.
And they need to do, and I think that's something he's going to talk about here at halftime, because Norwich is getting it to half court, and then when they get it across half court, they're holding the ball. They need to chase that and either trap it with their back point and their diamond or get pressure there at half court instead of just let them stand there with the ball, because they're not going to attack you enough to give up layups. You want to try and make them earn it a little bit more, because they are down on their knees right now. They are winded.
Sydney Smith back in. Weathersby out for the Mustangs. Here's Clevenger in the front court. Out to Milena Wettstein, who drives left lane line. Pass back
terrible
to the top
pass
of the key. Deflected in this turnover.
Out of control again with the dribble drive. Our guards aren't doing a good job of letting the pass get people shots. They're trying to get it with the dribble.
Gosh has it right lane line. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Kyle in the corner. Three up and through.
That's a bonus for them, because I think everybody's surprised that went in.
16-14, D. West lead just 2. Here's Clevenger, throws up a wild shot, but a foul on the floor prior to on Anna Kyle. And this is going to be the 6th, I believe, on Norwich, and it is, with 3:59 to go in the half.
And this is where your guards got to understand. The big girl's got 2 fouls for him, and size-wise, you need to let her attack. We need to get the ball into her and make her defend.
Second personal on Anna Kyle. Now Clevenger, entry, right wing 3. That one's short. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. Off of D. West. It'll go to Norwich. And the Eagles, moment ago, we would have never thought this, but have a chance to tie this game with 3:55 to go in the half.
And it's not because we're getting turnovers and layups. We're not executing on the offensive end, and they're getting the ball into the paint.
Kira Kyle triggers it in to Avery's Rosenhagen. In the backcourt here still are the Eagles. They have 4 players in the backcourt. They break pressure here with Anna Kyle to the left wing. Anna. Pressure comes from Chloe Clevenger, and she picks up a foul.
And again, going nowhere, and we're fouling and putting them at the free throw line or having a chance for them to put it at the free throw line. That's as aggressiveness as a coach when you're having teams pressure. You got to play without fouling.
16th foul on D. West. The next foul on either team will put the opposite at the stripe the rest of the way. 3:45 to go in the half. 16-14. D. West has led the entirety of this game. Here's a 15-footer. That one's too strong off Norwich. Rebound backside, though, to Chloe Clevenger. Here come the Stangs. Chloe slows things down between the rings. And again, you mentioned it. Gosh has two personal fouls. So does Anna Kyle. Do you attack those specific players?
And nobody's looking to get the ball on the point right now. This one, all right, Clevenger, dangerous pass, and then we throw it away.
Through the legs of Jaden Taylor, and that's the ninth turnover on Donovan West here in the first half.
And I feel you, Coach Smith, because he's asking him right now, what are we doing offensively? Throwing the ball away. We're not smart with the basketball. Our guards are making horrible passes. Not doing a good job of taking advantage of what we got, an advantage inside to go inside.
We're going to keep this timeout here. Scott, back at the studios, taking care of us here tonight. Our timeouts are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, a member firm's Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking and Kay Ondler, and also Northeast Kansas Tax Service up in Whiting with Jacob Yinks. 16-14 is their score, 3:19 to go in the opening half, and you talked about how you feel what Coach Perry Smith's talking about. I mean, and again, nine turnovers by Donovan West. Half-court offense in the last 4 minutes of game time has kind of struggled.
Terrible, really. I mean, to put it bluntly, to come out and be so good offensively early on, and then to kind of get away from what you're doing. You're allowing Norwich to dictate what you're doing rather than what we need to do defensively. And our guards haven't taken care of the basketball, and we got to have some paint touches inside.
Currently a 7-1 run by Norwich. Donovan West led 15-7. Now here's a deflection. We're back into game time here. Norwich turns it over.
Josh Dow picked up her third.
And then down underneath the basket. Here's a foul underneath the basket on Norwich. The layup tried there by Jaden Taylor, but she was hammered. And Jaden will go to the free throw line to shoot at least a 1-1. They're going to say, was she in the act of shooting?
This is the seventh team foul, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, so we should have at least a 1-1.
They're calling it a – I think they're calling it a 1-on-1. I'm not for sure on that.
So Jaden Taylor is at the stripe, and it will be a 1-1. They call that on the floor. So Kira Kyle picked up her first personal. Jaden Taylor, 65% foul shooter at the line. Free throw is good.
First points in a while for Donovan West, and had to come from the foul line there. But again, Norwich is doing a little bit what Little River did. They're putting their tallest player in the middle of the court, and they're just throwing it up to him. And Coach Smith's got to make a decision there. Am I going to put size back there, or am I going to continue to put my little back there and make him put the ball down on the floor, and we're going to come from behind? We'll see what his adjustments. He's keeping Clevenger in the middle.
Jaden Taylor makes both free throws. It's 18-14 Mustangs. Full court pressure being applied here as Taylor will go out for the Mustangs. Weathersby checks back in with Claire Cole.
Boy, they are really uncertain with this press. It is a gamble every time their pass is right now.
Anna Kyle throws it to Gosh, who gets across the timeline. Now Gosh finds it in the middle of the floor to Kira Kyle, to the right wing to Rosenhagen. Defense great there by Kyra Johnson coming out, extending this zone here by Donovan Westack. Check that, they're in man. Gosh into the lane, facing the basket, dribble drive, maybe got away with a step as Kira Kyle lays it off the window and in.
Well, in that time again, Claire Cole got caught a little too deep on the cut and allowed her to flash in front of her there and got an easy look.
18-16, D. West with the lead, 2:30 to go here in the opening half. Clevenger, left wing to Johnson, gets a screen from Sadie Leach, now kicks in the corner. Cole, a 15-footer is short. Rebound cleared here by Norwich with Kira Kyle, 2:20 to go in the half.
And Donovan West will dog the ball here in their diamond press on misses.
Still in the backcourt. It's Norwich. They finally get it across the timeline, but it's too high and a turnover here on Anna Kyle.
And see, Coach is over there yelling at his kids for the Eagles to come back to the ball. They all ran away thinking it was, you know, we're going to be able to run down the ball down the court, but Donovan West does that. Their younger group will press after misses like that, and it got a nice little turnover there.
Fifth turnover on Norwich. Here's Clevenger, top of the key. Gives it off left wing to Sadie Leach. Gets a screen from Johnson. Now on the right wing it goes to Claire Cole. Nice fine down low to Weathersby. She tries to find backside, but it's deflected. And turnover number 10 here on D. West.
Boy, Norwich is doing a good job with their length of making sure that Donovan West can't throw over the top. They got to look to make some bounce passes inside.
Kira Kyle gives it off to Anna Kyle. 1:40 to go here in the opening half. Stangs have led the entirety, but it's a two-point lead right now. Here's a loose ball on the deck picked up by Kira Kyle for Norwich. Now Rosenhagen between the rings, 90 seconds remaining. Gosh, down low it goes to Kyle. Her shot. Blocked at the rack by Weathersby. Ripped away by Sadie Leach. Here come the Stang. Corey Clevenger. Nice fine backside. Avery Weathersby. Basket is good.
That's where they make hay, man. They, when they're running like that, they're a tough team to beat.
20-16. The Stangs with the lead. Now maybe an extra step. Should have been a travel.
That should have been a travel. You're right.
Gosh has it in the backcourt. Now Rosenhagen tries to break the timeline. She does with Kira Kyle into the front court with 1:04 to go in the half.
Now, this is all about tempo right now. Another near steal.
Norwich is struggling to slow things down because D-West is forcing them up. Near, another near travel, but throwing up a shot is Rosenhagen and making it.
And they are really laboring, but that shot was fortunate to go in for him now.
Clevenger off the window. Too strong. Weathersby there for the rebound. Put back, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Norwich is turning and looking at each other and saying, who's got who here? Rosenhagen's been over at the knees. This is a tempo-type game right now. Norwich is hitting shots, but Donovan West has done a good job of speeding them up, and when they do, they get easy shots.
Avery to the line for two free throws, hits the first.
Her shot is so much softer than it was in December. With her having a knee injury as a freshman last year, she was a year behind everybody, and it's really her shot and her shoulders getting square to the bucket is night and day difference from where she was in December.
Jaden Taylor checks back in for the Stangs. One more free throw here for Avery Weathersby. She's 2 out of 3 on the night. Second toss, too strong. Rebound, 5-4, coming away with those to Johnson, and she puts it back up and in.
Johnny on the spot there.
Got to make you happy a little bit there, Coach, huh?
Well, every once in a while, another steal by Weathersby.
Avery's caught in the lane, finds Tyron, now gives off Taylor her layup. No, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. This is what's given Donovan West such success this season.
You think it's the thing about pressure. It can give you a layup and get teams in it, or the next thing you know, you've got 3 turnovers and you got layups, and it goes from a 2-point game to an 8-point game, and it can move that quickly, especially with length, which Donovan West has, and some athleticism. It makes it tough on teams.
Jaden Taylor to the line for two, hits the first. Taylor, a 65% foul shooter, is now 3 out of 3 from the stripe. 30 seconds remaining here in this first half. And the Mustangs lead back up to 6.
Went from a 2-point game just like that, now up to 6 and a chance to go to 7 with a chance. Hopefully, get the ball before you get halftime. Chance could throw it into a double-digit lead.
Taylor makes the second. Full court pressure applied here by the Stangs. They lead by 7. 30 seconds to go.
Oh, that could have been offensive.
Trapped on the far side. Posh has it. Now she nearly throws it away. Kept alive, though, by Kira Kyle. She goes right to the block. Her shot missed, but she's fouled by Sadie Leach. And that's going to be Sadie's second with 19 seconds to go here in the half. Going to the line will be Kira Kyle, a 42% foul shooter.
Anybody that ever has played for me will know that if she'd taken a charge there, we're coming back the other way. Charges are difference makers, and if she'd stepped in and taken a charge there, Donovan West ball going the other way.
First free throw is good from Kira Kyle. She's got 3, makes this a 6-point game with 19 seconds to go.
And again, 2 foot and in. That's where they're playing the game right now. When they can get the ball in there, that gives Norwich a chance to score.
Kira Kyle, second free throw, miss, rebound, ripped down by Donovan West. Here's Sadie Leach to Johnson, up to Clevenger. 15 seconds remaining. Chloe will keep back things out here. Goes in the lane, floater in the lane, off the window. Soft touch is good.
She can get that shot, and she is difficult when she gets in the lane.
3 seconds remaining. Kyle up the floor. Kira Kyle back to Anna. She fires at the buzzer on the way. No, we've reached halftime. 27-19. Donovan West ends the first half on a run, and we've reached the halftime here in Dodge City. 8-point lead for the Stangs. We're back in 2 minutes to summarize half number one after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS. Sedbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sedbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury. And we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall?
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu. For all class options, Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. The Pizza Bakery, starting a 32nd year in downtown Horton, is your favorite locally owned pizza bakery. In appreciation of the support, the Pizza Bakery is offering weekly drawings and gift certificates, as well as a grand prize at the end of March. Come in to register and check out specials. With great food and great variety for pizza, wings, salads, wraps, pasta, sandwiches, breadsticks, and more. Call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week and celebrating a 32nd year in downtown Horton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
KNZA.
And we're back here at the United Wireless Arena, Dodge City, Kansas, the site for this Class 1A Division I State Tournament. It's semifinal action, the first time ever in program history for the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Underneath fifth-year head coach Perry Smith, they lead at halftime 27-19 over the Norwich Eagles. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Coach David Johnson here courtside in Dodge, and your halftime score again, 27-19. Score update from the other area here tonight would be Hutchinson, and that's Sabetha and Hugoton. They've reached halftime, and Sabetha leads 27-22. That game's over on sister station 92.1 KMZA. Justin Fluke on the call over there in Hutch. But, Coach, here today, we've seen so far with Donovan West, some runs that have been so good for this Mustang team. The one big glaring statistic right now is turnovers by this Mustang team.
And again, you got Johnson with two, Clevenger with three. They did a better job in the latter part of the second quarter, but like I said, down at the end here, it says largest lead, you know, Donovan West was 13-5, and then the longest run was a 13-3 run by D. West, but Norwich with a 9-5, and that 9-5 run came in the middle of part of the second quarter when Donovan West was not doing a good job with turnovers, kind of sloppy passes, and that's one thing I know Coach Smith wants them to do is a little more direct passes. Sometimes they get a little too much air underneath them, and the bounce pass kind of doesn't get used as much as he'd like. But for the game, the way he'd want it, obviously he wants to try and get the ball out of guys' hands going right, keep Gotch off the low block, and then you're going to feel good about getting yourself into Saturday against Opie.
Absolutely. Opie, they won earlier tonight in their game against Jetmore, so they await the winner here between Norwich and D. West. We'll give you our first half statistics here tonight, presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group member firm in Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking and Kay Onler. First half stats for, we'll start with Norwich, leading the way for the Eagles as Avery Rosenhagen. She has 8 points in the first half, all on just 2-point field goals. She did take two threes and missing both of those. Brittany Gosh had five for the Eagles down low, including one for three from the free throw line. The three-pointer that was made for Norwich in this contest was by Anna Kyle, and that's her only basket of the game. Kira Kelly, as I just realized that I had Kyle written Kira Kyle. That makes more sense now. Kira Kelly has 3 points for Norwich to round out their 19. For the Mustangs, leading the way, Avery Weathersby, no surprise there. Again, she comes off the bench, Coach, but she is just, over this last month and a half, 2 month stretch of the season, has really came into her own. You alluded to the fact of her knee injury a year ago and the fact that her shot gotten so much better and the progress she's made. That's been so much just even in season.
Exactly. And if you saw her in December, everything was hard as she was turning to, she was turning and shooting all in one motion rather than turn and shoot. And there is a difference. Her shot was hard. It wasn't elevated on the basket. It wasn't soft. Her eyes weren't staying on the rim. And now she's able to do that and has a lot more confidence in herself and jumps well. And then the other thing is the ability to get angles into the basket. When Donovan West is good, they're creating angles. You hear Coach Self talk about it, KU. Angles in from the paint, that angle that you want to create to get the shot. You got to do your work early, as they say, and she's done a real good job of that here in this last quarter, last half of the season, that's for sure.
She leads the Mustangs with 8 points. Eight different Mustangs have scored in this game. That's another a good statistic if you're a Donovan West Mustang fan. Chloe Clevenger has 4. Jaden Taylor has 4. 3 points for Kinley Westine, and then 2 each for Kyra Johnson, Heidi Leach, Milena Westine, and Sydney Smith. But, you know, we'll go into percentages here in a moment. But the glaring statistic, aside from turnovers for me, 16 total rebounds for Donovan West, just 4 for Norwich.
Doing a real good job on the defensive end. There hasn't been a lot of opportunities. There's one and dones is all they're getting. And really, Norwich looks out of sync. When they get down in the other half, it's almost like they're excited that they just got the ball past half court. And then now we got to run offense. And their offense has been very, very deliberate, which teams are going to try to do. Clifton Clyde really had the most success of it in the sub-state finals of slowing it down, not letting us run. But, again, it was the runs that got them, and same way with Little River. It was just flat wearing that team down because they had the ability to do it. And then them being disciplined enough to know who was open and who should be shooting and who shouldn't be shooting it was kind of the difference in the game. And for Donovan West, if they can turn them up and not give up layups, which we've seen tonight, Norwich has no ability other than the one layup in the first half. They do not want to take the ball to the basket when they get the ball across half court.
Mustangs 58% from the floor in the first half, including 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. Norwich 47% from the floor, just 2 out of 5 for 40% from the free throw line. Each team hit 1 3 in that first half. We owe you one more 2-minute timeout. We come back. It's second half action. One team will move on to face Opie on Saturday. One team's season will come to a close. Donovan West leads at halftime 27-19. Back in 2 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I've dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal.
See them online, too, at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Northeast Kansas, are you ready? Because we are here in Dodge. Second half action underway. I'm Jake. That's Coach David Johnson. Norwich with the basketball, trailing Donovan West by 8. Down to Gosh on the left block. She dribbles into the lane, kicks it to the right wing to Welch. Welch drives baseline, cut off, double team comes. Now Gosh fires it from the right elbow. That's good.
And that shot doesn't happen if Johnson closes out on the right side and Leslie forces him left. And again, got right, Gosh pops out, and then we had to cover up and gave her a wide open look at the elbow.
Reset of your lineups here presented by Holt House Auto House with Chloe Clevenger, Sadie Leach, Kyra Johnson, Sydney Smith, and Jaden Taylor for the Mustangs. Here's Smith in lane, step through off the window. That's good.
Nice move, and she's had some moves inside, just not able to finish, and that was nice to see one go down. Good feed from Clevenger.
Full court pressure here by the Stangs. Their lead is still 8 as Kelly Herfast taken away. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go to the Mustangs. Turnover number 8 now on Norwich.
Had no idea where she was going there. Was hoping somebody was there and threw the ball right out of bounds.
So the Stangs with the 8-point lead and the basketball moving right to left now across your radio dial. Clevenger brings it across the timeline slowly. Now drives left lane line. Absorbs contact. Throws out the window. No. Gets her own rebound. Tapped around. Still on the deck. Tie up. Possession will stay with Donovan West.
Had a good look there. Kind of got bumped and got her shoulders turned and wasn't able to get it high up off the rim.
But able to stay with it. Get the jump ball. Possession will stay here with the Stangs. And they'll run a set underneath their own basket with 7 minutes to go in the third.
This will be a lob out front or a cross screen and then a back screen underneath.
Thrown in here to Johnson. Turn around Jane in the lane. No. Rebound. Fought for. Still free. And Gosh comes away with it for Norwich. Stangs jump into full court pressure, though. Here's a near carry into the middle of the court. They break pressure. They do in Rosenhagen. Norwich now down low to Gosh. Wide open. Backside layup is good.
Terrible rotation that side. Norwich had 4 people on one side of the court, and so there was nobody to rotate on the double right there.
Kira Kelly with the basket. She's now got 5 in the game. Clevenger in the lane. Soft touch off the glass. No. Rebound ripped down here by Norwich.
Good drive. Tough finish. Well, that's a double. They missed it.
Another missed opportunity there. Again, this team from Donovan West speeding up the Eagles, but another back cut. Wide open layup by Caitlin Welch. And it's a brief 4-0 run here by the Eagles.
Rotations right now are killing Donovan West. People are out of position and giving Norwich just wide open look at the basket.
Taylor drives in right lane line out to Sadie Lee. She fires a 3. That's too strong. Rebound backside to Anna Kyle. Norwich with the basketball trying to cut into this lead once again. They break pressure. Now Welch, right lane line, layup. Yes!
Well, what's happening is our weak side wings aren't cutting off middle and they're sitting standing and Norwich is just hitting middle, going opposite, and layup.
8-0. Or 8-point lead for West a minute ago, now down to 2. Here's Sadie Leach in the lane. Briefly tied up, kicks it out to Taylor. Now Jaden hands it off to Clevenger, drives left lane, line, stops, pops, can't get it. Yes, she can. Get it to drop.
Good drive that time, and Coach Smith with a quick timeout. Not happy with his pressure on his press right now. The rotations are not good.
30-second timeout, 5:28 to go in the third. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds, 31-27, D. West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Dodge City, I'm Jake Spalding, joined by Coach David Johnson, 31-27, D. West with the lead by 4 out of the Coach Perry Smith timeout. North with the basketball, breaking pressure into the front court. It's Haley Sheets, drives baseline, cut off briefly by Cole, then thrown away by Norwich. No, they save it in. Nice hustle there by Rosenhagen. Now in the lane, layup by Kelly is good and 1.
Well, Donovan West is getting caught chasing right now, and they're chasing the wrong people and giving up gaps inside. Which it's fine to press 90 feet, but when you get into the half court, you got to start buckling down and not giving up layups. And right now, they're just letting Norwich get shot after shot after shot in the block.
Kelly's free throw is good. The lead that was once 8 started this third quarter is down to 1 with just 2 minutes and 50 seconds gone by in this third quarter. 31-30 D. West. Clevenger with the basketball. Straight away 3 on the way. That one's off the mark. Rebound to Norwich, who has an opportunity to take their first lead of the ball game with a basket here.
And again, when you're a press team, you got to do what you got to do, but you got to make sure you get back.
Gosh into the front court, goes into the corner. It's Kelly. Now down low, Gosh. Layup is good, and the first lead now for Norwich.
And that's the problem that's happening right now. Donovan West is getting 4 people in the forecourt, and they're not getting back. And then Norwich passes to a wing and then hits a cutter and giving up layups.
13-4 run by Norwich to start this third quarter. Right wing, it goes Cole, down low, now to Weathersby, Avery, turnaround jumper, yes, and 1 for Avery!
Third foul on Gotch.
And Gosh, as Coach just mentioned, yes, the third personal on her, and a massive basket needed, and why not Avery Weathersby to get the bucket for the Stangs?
Dallas West has got to start, and they went to a three-quarter court press, trying to back it up to get more pressure into the middle, but they've got to get back and protect the paint. Outside shots aren't killing them right now. It's inside the paint. Norwich is shooting almost 70% here to start the second half.
Weathersby misses the free throw. Eagles with the basketball in the front court. Here's a deflection. Weathersby going for it. Knocked out of bounds off Norwich. It'll be a turnover on the Eagles. Their ninth year of this ball game, and again, Avery Weathersby forcing the issue defensively for Donovan West.
And it's tough, too, because Norwich is about a half a dribble every time ready to turn it over. And so you think you've got the steal. It's just tough to be disciplined. And Gotch goes out of the game. Mark this down here, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Donovan West up. Gotch goes out. So that changes the way Norwich wants to score. They've lost their leading score.
It's Clevenger, Johnson, Taylor, Weathersby, and Cole for Donovan West. That reset of your lineup presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Weathersby gives it off to Clevenger between the rings. If you couldn't tell, we're sitting right in front of the Norwich Eagles student section, who's making some noise here. Down low to Weathersby. Avery off the window is good.
It might have got fouled on that one, too. Nice angle, good rotation. Got the ball swung, a nice basket inside.
35-32, the lead now for the Stags. Here's a pass up the floor.
That's a walk.
Welch, now back to Sheets, who has it between the rings. Down low it goes. Shot on the way by Adams. Too strong. Backside rebound to Johnson for the Mustang. And then she took an extra step.
Yep.
As the official, and that'll be turnover number 11.
Got too hurried again, trying to get the ball out. And now they've got to understand, let everybody go and then go. Donovan West is their own worst enemy right now. That's the problem.
11 turnovers on D. West as Melena Westheim will check in for Claire Cole, and Gosh came back in as well. A little offense here for Norwich with 3:35 to go in the third.
Coming right down the pipe here.
Triggered in, taken by Gosh at the free throw line, top of the key Sheets. Now back to Gosh on the left elbow. Back out to Sheets on the left wing. Man-to-man defense here by the Stangs. Sheets dribbles into the corner. Cut off. Nice job there by Johnson. Down
low. Rotation again.
And backside, a shot up. No. Rebound ripped away by Johnson, but a jump ball prior to. It'll stay here with Norwich with 3:18 to go in the third.
What Norwich is doing, they're overloading one side, and when they go inside, there's only one person at the top of the key, and we're so far out that our drops are so far to get in, we can't get the double, and we're not getting the double quick enough, number one. And then on the backside, we're not getting dropped deep enough, and they're hitting people on the opposite side for wide-open shots.
Rosenhagen and Kelly check back in for Norwich. Gosh will trigger it in here for the Eagles underneath their own basket. 35-32, Donovan West with the lead, 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Triggers it into Rosenhagen. Here's a nice deflection by Clevenger. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Norwich.
Again, quick hands, but again, Clevenger's going for the steal, but she's out of a position. So if she catches it, we're in trouble with her going the other way. We've got to be disciplined here. This is what happens in semifinals. You just can't think you're going to turn up the heat and people are just going to wilt and die. People here are for a reason.
Anna Kyle to the left wing, now to Rosenhagen. Avery to the right wing. It goes to Kira Kelly. She'll drive baseline, cut off by Weathersby. Now down low it goes, and Gosh will fire it up. No, that one from five. Rebound, put back, still no. And then a third time, up and through by Kirsten Adams. Three chances and 2 points for Norwich, who now trails by one.
No stepping or block out there. Norwich doing what they do best. This game is turned in their favor here in the third quarter. It's all inside for them.
Now Avery Weathersby has her pocket picked for a second. Flips it out, though. Here's a head fake on a three by Weststein. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the knee of Donovan West and a turnover.
Well, Gotch was careful right there. She almost picked up her fourth with a reach foul right there.
35-34, 2:35 to go here in the third frame as Sadie Leach checks in for Jaden Taylor. Full court pressure being applied here by the Mustangs.
Our weak side wings got to take away the middle. We're hanging out too far, giving them easy looks.
Rosenhagen into the backcourt, still has it, trying to cross the timeline. She does to Anna Kyle on the right wing. Kyle will dribble it back out. Norwich has led one time in this game. It was a brief one-point lead. There's a deflection by Weststein. Now in the lane, once again, Adams, her shot blocked. Rebound to Sadie Leach of the Mustangs, and here they come.
Nice block by Weathersby that time.
Chloe Clevenger will slow things down here for the Stangs. 2 minutes to go in the third frame.
Yeah, Donovan West will go to that 1-4 high K you set where they're back screening and then down screen and then trying to get a double off the backside. Not enough ball movement right now. Coach Smith really wants to get it moving a little bit more.
Johnson's got it on the right wing. Top of the key now to Melena Westheim. Entry pass down low, deflected back out to Clevenger. She'll drive left baseline. tries to find Sadie Leach on the deck. Ball is still free. Maybe a travel by Norwich, but they come away with it. Turnover number 13.
And it wasn't there. We're not patient enough right now. Got to get a defensive stop here.
Rosenhagen into the corner. It goes to Kelly. Entry pass down low to Goshra. Turnaround off the window is good.
Too deep in the post that time.
36-35, Norwich, 1:25 to go in the third. Clevenger across the timeline quickly. Now on the right wing, dribbles top of the key. Molina Westside, straightaway three. It's good! Huge shot by Donovan West, freshman, Molina Westside.
Oh, to be young again and have no fear.
I think that's a thing for us to say, Moo?
Yeah, that's a three for Moo there.
Three for Moo, 38-36, timeout, Coach Perry Smith. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here to Dodge City. 38-36, Donovan West, 1:14 to go in the third.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Class 1A, Division 1 semifinal girls state basketball. Here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Timeouts are presented by Holton Tax Service and Holton with Mike Tanking and Kay Ondler for year-round tax preparation and going above and beyond. That's Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking and Kay Ondler. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Coach David Johnson, 38-36, Donovan West leading Norwich out of the Coach Perry Smith timeout following the Molina Westine three-pointer, two-point lead for the Stangs, and Norwich with the basketball.
Coach Smith pulling the press off here, hoping to get a stop in a high-low. Gosh, again, got to go look.
Down low, her shot missed, though. Rebound to Avery Weathersby for the Mustangs. Here comes Avery in the front court, middle of the lane. Scoop shot, short. Rebound ripped down by Kirsten Adams for Norwich.
Looking at the defense that time, not finding her eyes on the rim.
Pass across the timeline to Kelly. Now Gosh has it at the right elbow. She's tied up for a moment, top of the key. No reset offense. Will Norwich swinging it left wing to Rosenhagen. Down low to Gosh. Turns in the lane, and a foul will be called here on Johnson, who dug in to try and get the jump ball. Possession is in favor of Donovan West. Johnson picks up her second.
Again, Norwich being real disciplined, knowing where they got to get the ball, and that's where we've got to be thinkers and take it away from that. This Gosh is throwing it in, so she's going to throw it in and step right back in, trying to get the ball back.
Left wing it goes to Rosenhagen, 30 seconds remaining in the third. Maybe a walk in the lane, throwing up a shot, missed. Gosh has the rebound, put back, still no. Rebound, tap back to Gosh, has it in the lane, throws up a shot, it's good, and one.
Nobody blocking out, pretty simple when you don't step and get a body on anybody. It's pretty easy to score.
We talked about it at halftime, Coach. It was 16-4, the rebounding advantage for Donovan West. Here in this third quarter, it's all Norwich on the glass.
If you watch that replay up on the board down there, I mean, nobody got a body on her. She just threw it up and did it over and over and over again.
Just a 42% foul shooter, but makes this one, and Norwich reclaims the lead once again by one. The fourth lead change here in this ball game. 20 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
Well, they're going to go to a box set here with our cross screen. And then double up on the top, and now they're going to reset again. This might be a lob that they ran against Frankfurt to score it off of Johnson here off the lob. Double.
Top of the key, three by Westside. It's good!
Oh, huge shot.
That's going to be the end of the third quarter.
Wow.
And move for Donovan West. Her second triple in the third quarter puts the Mustangs up by two as we head to the fourth. 41-39, Donovan West. You don't want to go anywhere. Fourth quarter action. Winner gets Olpe on Saturday. Loser's season comes to an end. Back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
K-N-Z-A.
Well, at the beginning of this fourth quarter, we are about to get this started. 41-39, Donovan West. As we begin fourth quarter action, I'm Shane Spalding, joined by Coach David Johnson. 41-39, Donovan West will have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Coach, that third quarter you saw Norwich really do what they like to do, and that's just get the ball down low and score at the paint.
And I wrote down on my paper here, defense and rebounding win championships right now. They're going to have to do a better job of rebounding here in this fourth quarter to give themselves a chance and then a throwaway that time.
14 turnover here on D. West to start the fourth quarter. Norwich with the basketball now as Kyle has it in the front court. She gives it. As she's guarded by Clevenger, gives it off to the free throw line to Kirsten Adams. Now on the right wing, it goes to Kira Kelly. Back to Adams, back to Kelly in the lane. Deflection by Westside, picked up by Clevenger. Turnover number 10 on Norwich. Here's Chloe, left lane line. Has it stripped away, and it'll be out of bounds off Clevenger. They'll say no deflection at all. She just lost the handle of it, and that's a 15th turnover on D. West.
Tried the Euro step there, and got just slipped out of her hand.
Pressure just man-to-man, picking up at the timeline here by Donovan West.
Great man.
Anna Kyle brings it up across the timeline. Two-point lead here for Donovan West. And a deflection by Chloe Clevenger, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Norwich.
Norwich has went to almost a triple post. They've kind of got a triangle, and so when the ball goes to a post, the opposite high post dives, and we're doing a terrible job of watching the ball and not getting our butts to the baseline.
Rosenhagen gives it in to Gosh. Now the high post, it goes to Adams. She'll dribble once, throw up a shot, somehow hits bottom.
Again, high post right there. That's a triple post offense overloading it. We got to do a better job of getting the ball out of their big guys' hands because they're really making it difficult on us.
Avery Weathersby catches up the block, throws up a shot. She's fouled and will go to the line for two. Avery Weathersby, it seems like when D. West has needed a big shot here tonight, they go to either Weathersby or the freshman, Milena Wettstein, and Weathersby to the line for two.
And that's where a freshman right there is guarding a sophomore with a little bit more experience. Right there, if she just would have kept her feet on the floor, Weathersby had nowhere to go, but instead she'll shoot a free throw.
Makes the first. She's now 3 out of 5 here on the night. One more upcoming here as Coach Mike Clavar of Norwich in his 12th season asking the official what exactly happened there.
And kind of wanting the same thing on the other end because they're really packing it in there. Nice rebound.
Miss free throw, and then a jump ball possession will go to Norwich as Sadie Leach got the rebound. Couldn't get the shot up in time, but it's 42-41, D. West, 6:50 to go in this contest, and full court pressure.
Man-to-man, they're going to go off the ball here and try and deny the first two guys in and then maybe look to double-team early on. Just make them handle it.
Anna Kyle has it in the backcourt, guarded by Chloe Clevenger, one of the best on-ball defenders, not only in the Twin Valley League, but in Northeast Kansas. Nearly gets a steal. Kyle breaks pressure, though. Now picks up her dribble in no man's land. Gives it off to Kira Kelly on the right wing. Head fakes on a jumper, drives baseline, wraparound pass to Gosh. She puts up a shot up and through.
They have thrown that opposite side low block pass about 10 times in this game, and it has converted on 6 of them.
1-point lead now for Norwich. The Eagles have been down numerous times by 8 in this game. Now up by 1, and Weathersby just took a travel. Turnover now on Donovan West, number 16 in the game.
Yep. Caught it off balance and nowhere to go there and turned it over.
Timeout or substitution? Just a sub as Milena Wettstein checks in for Claire Cole for Donovan West.
Going back to diamond pressure now, three-quarter court.
The point of that pressure is Jaden Taylor. In the backcourt, it's Kira Kelly. At the timeline is Gosh, and she hands it off to Rosenhagen, who breaks the timeline, now dribbles to the right wing. Into the lane, Rosenhagen elevates, shot, in and out, rebound, spot four. Gosh has it, put back is good.
Difference in the ball game in the second half is Gosh in the middle. We have no answer for her right now.
Now the largest lead of the game for Norwich is 45-42 with 5:50 to go in the game. A step back three for Clevenger. No. Bounces off the rim twice. Rebound to Gosh for Norwich.
Now this is critical time here with 5:40 to go in the game, whether Donovan West can get stops inside. It's just a 3-point game. This team's not going to run away from you unless you just give them layups.
Kira Kelly, right lane line. Layup is good. Contact, no whistle, and the 5-point lead now for the Eagles.
And has gone to where we're giving up layups, and that's a right-handed drive. Norwich has not scored on the left-hand side of the court here in the second half.
Clevenger goes baseline, scoops out the window, up and through. Big shot there for Chloe, and the Stangs back within 3, 5:10 to go in the game.
The difference is us just getting stops on the defensive end way too much, and then a silly foul by Weathersby.
Yeah, pretty silly at the timeline, going for a steal.
going to be the fifth team foul on Donovan West.
Out of control and nowhere to go. You got to know where you're at right there.
Second on Weathersby. Taylor will go out as Johnson comes back in. And a timeout, 30-second break here for Norwich. 47-44 Eagles have battled back and have a three-point lead over the Mustangs. 5:07 to go on this one. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need funds fast? Our buy local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Dodge City, 47-44. Our timeouts tonight are presented by Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking and Kay Onler. 47-44, Norwich leading Donovan West. I'm Jake. That's Coach David Johnson. Norwich with the basketball. Into the corner it goes to Haley Sheets. Now back out to Rosenhagen. Avery gets it top of the key now to Anna Kyle. Now a pass down low. Deflection. Knocked out of bounds off of Norwich. It'll be Donovan West basketball on a good help side defense by Kyra Johnson.
Well, that time fortunate enough to get a hand on the basketball there. And again, Norwich is getting in an overload situation. So when we do double, it opens up the backside. A nice job of coaching by Norwich to see what Donovan West is doing and countering it here. Now Donovan West got to get a look here.
4:50 to go in this game. Left wing it goes to Melina Westine. Now right wing to Sadie Leach. Leach steps in, gives it to Weathersby on the right block, dribbles through, out to Clevenger, left wing three on the way, no, off the back heel, rebound tapped around, ripped down by Avery Weathersby for the Stangs.
Good rebound that time, and Clevenger got a good look.
Clevenger gets a screen from Johnson, now goes right wing to Sadie Leach. She gets a screen from Johnson herself, picks up her dribble, finds Weathersby on the right block, into the corner to Chloe Clevenger. She'll dribble it in, find Johnson at top of the key. Her pass down to Sadie Leach, deflected, but a foul will be called here on Norwich's Kira Kelly.
And fortunate that time by Johnson, throwing across the court, bad angle again. The old saying was, you don't want to throw late over the middle like in football unless you're Pat Mahomes.
A no-look pass at that?
Exactly.
Here's a deflection. Oh, entry pass taken away by Norwich. 17 turnovers now on D. West.
Again, got to get a stop here and make Norwich know where they're going with the basketball. Keep them away on the right hand. Force him outside and then help inside on Gotchin's side and get a body on somebody.
Into the corner it goes to Haley Sheets. She finds top of the
pulling it out a little bit, going to stall it.
Takes some air out of the basketball. The defense extends here by the Mustangs. Catching in the right corner is Rosenhagen. She dribbles it back out to Kelly. Three-point Norwich lead with 3:40 to go.
And again, Donovan West needs to be out here. Again, taking away the right hand. Know where they're going to cut a little bit. But they're not going to beat you with the dribble unless it's the right hand. They've got to be smart about it here. Make them earn it.
Kyle's got it with the right-handed dribble between the rings. Johnson guarding her.
Only going to go right.
Now dribble with the left hand. A near turnover. Clevenger guarding Rosenhagen. Into the corner it goes. Now to Sheets. She's caught. Needs some help. Deflection. But kept
on the backside.
By Kelly. Kira in the lane. Has a pocket pick by Clevenger.
Nice steal.
12 turnovers on Norwich. Here comes Chloe. Euro step. Scoop shot. No, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. A massive turn of events there with 3:08 to go in this one.
And real fortunate right there that she got the call because she Euro stepped and stepped through. And it could have been called a travel right there. Now she's going to need to hit some free throws here. A ton of time, 3 minutes to go in the game. This game's far from over from Donovan West. And Coach Smith calling out man press, and they're going to face guard on the inbounds on the made basket.
First free throw from Clevenger is good. 70% foul shooter, has 9 points in the game now. 2-point lead for Norwich with one more free throw pending here for Chloe.
Three sophomores on the floor, a senior and a freshman for Donovan West right now.
Clevenger's second toss is pure. She's got 10, and as Coach Johnson alluded to, Perry Smith, head coach for D. West, full court pressure, man-to-man.
Gotcha on the flash there at the high. Got to get her out of the right-handed dribble drive. Good cutoff that time by Leach. No foul.
Kira Kelly down to Gosh. Layup is good.
Again, just a simple cut there, and Weathersby didn't get her beat to the spot, and she just scores an easy right-handed layup.
Norwich back up by 3, 2:45 to go here in this ballgame. Clevenger, foul on the floor. There'll be a blocking foul here, and
Anna Kyle is slow to get back up.
She took the bad end of that.
She's going to pick up, I believe, her third foul. It'll be the fifth. Check that. That's her fourth. So that's a huge foul there. The main ball handler. Four fouls and a little bit banged up here. The 15th foul on Norwich as well.
She's going to have to come out of the game because I'm not sure she knows she's in Dodge City or not.
Kirsten Adams.
Oh, they're going to leave her in. Wow.
Yeah, Coach Clavar says, are you good? She gave him a thumbs up. 49-46, 2:42 to go here in this ball game. Stangs will trigger it into Weststein, or Weathersby, excuse me.
They've been called for a foul there.
A foul?
Two now shots. She picked up her fourth.
And that's four on Brittany Gosch. Weathersby will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Well, the sportsmanship award is certainly not going to be awarded behind us with Norwich, I don't think.
Weathersby's free throw is good. Would you say they're a little upset with the foul?
They're a little upset with it. People want to get caught up in the officials contacting the game, and I've been coaching for a long time, and I can think of one game I've been in part of where officials were the cause of it.
Second free throw missed, but a rebound to Johnson for the Stangs. They trail by two. Left wing. Moeda Westside head fakes on a three, fires from the elbow. That one's missed. Rebound. Oh, what? A big foul will be called here.
That's her fifth.
That should be the fifth on Kyle. And hitting the deck was Avery Weathersby. And that will be it for Anna Kyle.
That's her fifth foul. The bench over there is signaling. That's five. There takes one ball handler now for Norwich with Rosenhagen, and that's it. Yep. Nobody else wants to handle it.
And that's going to be a one-and-one now as well for Avery Weathersby. Again, just the effort play.
Yep. Johnson kept it alive, and Weathersby tipped it there, and I don't know. It's one of those deals you get caught up in thinking there could have been a little bit of contact, but things have gotten, again, the officials have kind of let them play here, and then in the last minute and a half, it seemed to kind of squeeze it down a little bit, favoring Donovan West.
Weathersby, first free throw, short. Rebound to Gosch, who also has four fouls. Weathersby now 4 out of 9 from the free throw line here tonight. Rosenhagen still in the backcourt, Johnson guarding her. Breaking the timeline, 2:20 to go, 2-point lead for Norwich.
Again, it's wanting the ball to go into Gosch there, and Donovan West has got to be smart about it.
Entry fast, and it's tapped away by Weathersby, but she'll pick up a foul. And are they going to call an intentional foul here?
I don't know what they're calling there.
The way his arms were was...
His arms are together signaling, too, but I think he was saying her arm came down on the other one.
Okay.
Because the way he signaled it, it looked like, too. I thought it was intentional, too.
Coach Perry Smith wants to take a timeout. That's a third foul on Avery Weathersby. Catch your breath, Northeast Kansas. 49-47 Norwich, 2:11 to go in this one. We're back. Actually, you know what, Scott? We're going to keep this one here. I don't want to miss anything out here in Dodge. I know you don't want to at home either. So 49-47, Norwich will have the basketball. They have a two-point lead, and their best ball handler, who's handled it all night, Anna Kyle, just fouled out. What's Coach Perry Smith talking about in his huddle?
Well, right here, he's got to understand that, again, they've got a foul to give here. Is that right? Five team fouls on Donovan West, so they still have two more to go. Norwich has to understand, Gotch is going to throw the ball in, so it's going to be one of those deals. And she's going to throw it in, look to dive in, and then they're going to down screen for her and look on a wraparound, almost like a flex cut. So they got to take her away. She's the only one scoring for them, or if it's on an offensive rebound right now. Offensively, she's got four fouls, so they need to look to get the ball inside. If Clever Trigger can go quick, go quick. But if it's not there, set it up and get yourself a good look here. Still tons of time, 2 minutes and an eternity in a state semifinal game. You just got to make sure here you make Norwich do something they're not comfortable with. Scoring with the left hand, get it out of the Gotch's hands inside and be strong with it. And she will not be throwing it in, so it'll be a up screen probably or a back screen with 24 looking to dive her to the low block.
2:11 to go here in this ball game. Norwich
and
with the basketball and the lead. Trigger comes. Top of the key taken by Haley Sheets. Trying to find Gosch on the right block. Gosch working against Avery Weathersby. Sheets nearly has a pocket pick. Clevenger will bump her, though, and pick up a foul.
And that's one of those. Weathersby came on the backside, and then Clevenger bumped her enough to cause the foul right there. Weathersby's got to get herself. She's getting caught sealed behind, and she's got to get a hand and foot over, or if she's going to full front, she needs the full front, but she's getting in between no man's land, and nothing good happens there.
Second personal on Chloe. And that'll be the 16th foul. So both teams shooting free throws the rest of the way when a whistle blows. Under 2 minutes to go in this one.
Got to get her out of her right hand.
Rosenegger to the rack. Off the window is good.
Too easy. Johnson just let her go right with her right hand right down to the middle of the lane. That can't happen.
Now the lead is 51-47. Norwich with the lead. Clevenger scoop off the window. No. Rebound to Gosh for Norwich.
Good luck. Just couldn't get it to fall.
In the backcourt, it's Rosenhagen, cut off by Johnson, gives it back in the middle of the lane to Kelly, who breaks the timeline. 90 seconds remaining.
Again, Donovan West has got to come out now and put a little pressure on him. They want to look to foul anybody but Rosenhagen, and wide open underneath.
Down low, missing a bunny, and then a second chance, and a foul will be called. Rebounding has been massively in favor of Norwich here in the second half.
Missed shot, nobody stepped to block out, and an easy stick back there. That has been the story of the second half, is the offensive rebounding by Norwich and Donovan West's inability to get him out of the paint.
1:19 to go here in this one. Two free throws here for Kirsten Adams, who misses the first. Adams just south of a 22% foul shooter on the year.
And this is where it comes down to here. Donovan West needs to get something going to the basket. We don't need to settle for threes. You need to get them going on the heels. You get Gotch out of this game, it all changes.
Second free throw is good. It's a five-point game here. Norwich with the lead. Clevenger quickly across the timeline. Chloe to the right wing. Dribbles it back to the middle. 1:15 to go. She's setting up offense. Gets a screen from Johnson. Jaden Taylor just back into the game for the Mustangs on the left wing. Needs some help. Finds Clevenger. 1:05 to go in this game.
Got to get something going to the basket.
Clevenger, a deep three, is off the mark. Rebound to Weathersby in the lane. Scoop shot. Yes, and one.
That might be on Gotch. That might be her fifth.
Weathersby with the basket, and Gotch just fouled out of this game. With 56 seconds remaining.
Yep, she's gone. Well, Donovan West is going to have to go Diamond Press here. They're going to have to, and then they're going to have to foul quickly if they can. Take away the right hand here. You have a ton of young people on the floor for Norwich right now and only one senior.
Caitlin Welch checks in for Gosh. One free throw here for Avery Weathersby. 4 out of 9, but none bigger than this one right here tonight. Free throw off the back heel. Rebound. Fought for. Tapped out of bounds. It's going to go to Donovan West. Yes. Knocked out of bounds by Norwich. 54 seconds remaining as Melana Westside checks back in.
Ton of time here. You want to get offense. The Coach Smith is going offense for defense here, bringing Melana Westside back into the ballgame.
Sadie Leach will trigger it in for D. West.
And look for Westside to screen across for Weathersby and get something in the corner. No, they're going to go to the box set.
50 seconds remaining. Clevenger with the right-handed dribble on the right wing. Finds Melana Westside between the circles. Back to Chloe. 45 seconds left. Coach Perry Smith holds two fingers in the air. Now Clevenger picks up her dribble, gives it off to Melana Westside, into the corner to Weathersby. Avery into the lane, throws up a shot. No, but she's fouled, and she'll go back to the free throw line again.
And again, Norwich has got to know what she's doing there. She was dribbling with her right hand going left, and then they fouled across her body again, putting Weathersby at the line. Not probably the best offensive and defensive execution here for Norwich, and I think Norwich wants to call a timeout here and settle his team down a little bit.
Weathersby's free throw, no.
Big free throws here for Donovan West, and Coach Smith now going offense for defense. And Norwich will take that timeout.
Timeout, Norwich. They got two remaining. Donovan West has one remaining. 52-49, 34 seconds to go. We will be able to take a 30-second break. Scott, bring it back to us in 30 seconds. It's 52-49, Norwich with the lead. Avery Weathersby, one free throw pending when we come back here to God City on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ooh.
Free throws.
His most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Dodge City. Time now taken by Norwich. Avery Weathersby stands at the free throw line. One more coming for her. Donovan West trailing 52-49, 34.6 seconds remaining. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Coach David Johnson here on 103.9 KNZA. This is semifinal state basketball on your local sports authority. And a big free throw pending here for Weathersby.
And not only a big free throw for the score, but also be able to Donovan West to get their pressure set up. And I'm surprised Coach Smith doesn't have somebody at the bench stop to throw in there so you can get the dead ball, get your press set up, so you're ready to go.
Weathersby eyes it, tries it, cannot buy it, left it short, rebound to Norwich.
Got to have pressure here and keep it out, get it out of Rosenhagen's hand.
Rosenhagen,
that was almost a double.
She's got it in the backcourt, gives it off to Sheets, who flips it across the timeline to Welch. Now in the lane, no Gosh.
Got a foul.
No Kyle.
Not her.
20 seconds left, and Rosenhagen gets fouled by Chloe Clevenger. That's her third, and a 1-1 coming here for Rosenhagen. Yet to attempt a free throw tonight, Coach, but she's 68% on the year.
And when Donovan West looks back on this game, it's going to be the missed opportunities at the free throw line and the easy shots for Norwich in the second half that kind of changed the momentum in this ball game.
Big free throw here would put it to a two-possession game if she makes it, and she does.
Well, this one here, we always talk about we want to go quick and get something early here. Norwich is going to, I believe, take a timeout if she makes it.
Rosenhagen's second free throw is good.
No timeout. Got to go hurry and got to get something at the basket.
Clevenger across the timeline, down by five are the Mustangs. Chloe between the rings, gets a screen, fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Donovan West. Put back, no. Weathersby, her layup, still no. Kept out of bounds, kept alive by Donovan West. 6 seconds left, and Norwich is going to win as a three on the way by Clevenger. No good. Your final score, Norwich 54, Donovan West 49.
That is a momentum changer was the second half, and Norwich's ability to slow it down and get the ball into the lane. And I know Donovan West is going to be disappointed, but you finish the year as one of the four best teams in the state of Kansas. There's nothing you can do about that. Upsets happen all the time.
15-8, fourth quarter in favor of Norwich, and we'll have plenty to talk about in our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. That's coming up next. As Donovan West's season comes to a close with a 21-4 record, we're back after this two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
Whether you run a ranch or a farm, it's always a busy time of the year. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust. There are so many preparations to make for the upcoming farming season. Each and every day is a little busier than the last, and you need every hand a working hand. Randy, Dell, and Luke are experienced ag lenders and are here to help you with your ag lending. They understand special circumstances and can work with you to get where you need to be. They can visit you at your farm or in our office. Come see us today, Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Yeah, I don't.
Back here at Dodge City, it's time now for our post-game show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, or whether you're looking for agricultural, residential, or commercial, contact the guys that can help you experience the difference at BeOutdoorsRealEstate.com, 1-800-599-LAND. Final score here in the semifinal girls class 1A Division I state tournament semifinal game. The first one in program history for Donovan West. They fall short to the Norwich Eagles, 54-49. Really a tale of two halves here in this one. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Coach David Johnson. And Coach, your initial thoughts after we, you know, kind of look at our final stats here, and you know, kind of get a moment to reevaluate what we just witnessed. Your first takeaway, I guess, of this game?
Well, again, the tale of two halves. The first half was all Donovan West. You got the tempo you wanted. You got them in foul trouble a little bit. You got them out of rhythm. And then Norwich did what they needed to do in the second half. Like we talked about, Brittany Gotchad was 15 in the second half.
Yep.
And then Donovan West only shot 34% in the second half. And then they shoot 60%. When you allow that, and not only that, they attempted one shot in the second half outside of 2 feet. That's the difference in the game. Donovan West unable to get them stopped inside. And, again, you got to give Norwich credit. And watching film with Coach Smith all this week and getting into seeing what they were going to be, this is a team we knew that they were going to have to do. They were going to have to pound the glass, which they did in the third quarter, got second chance and third chance points, which they did not get in the first half. And we kind of stood around a little bit. And, once again, sometimes it's good when you're a pressure team and you get lots of turnovers. That's great. But then you got to come down and defend on the other half, and we just didn't do that in the second half. And Norwich, to their credit, was able to get the ball inside with attempting just 2 threes on the night. And, again, no shots in the 10-point other than Gotch's shot at the elbow there at the 4-minute mark in the fourth quarter. No shots were taken more than 2 feet from the basket.
Final statistics now are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group of member firms Holton Tax Service and Northeast Kansas Tax Service. And Holton T. Mike Tanking and Kay Ondler. In Whiting, see Jacob Yinkst. For Norwich, we'll start with them here and the final stats. Leading the way, Brittany Gotch. She had 5 points at halftime, as Coach just alluded to, and 15 second-half points to lead Norwich with 20 in the game. 12 points for each Kira Kelly and Avery Rosenhagen. 4 points for Katie Welch and 3 each for Kirsten Adams and Anna Kyle. Big thing for Norwich, they had 2 kids foul out in this game as well. Kyle fouled out with about 3.5 minutes to go in the contest. Gotch fouled out with about a minute to go when it was still a one-possession game.
Yep.
When it seemed like that was a good opportunity, Donovan West still just could not find a way to get into the lane against this team.
And, again, it was free throws in the second half. You know, 52% had opportunities there with time stopped to get the ball to go in the basket. And, again, when you get into these situations, you can start looking at all the little things that happen, and that's what it takes to win a championship is defense and rebounding, and offensively you got to take care of the ball. Donovan West finished with 17 turnovers, and Norwich had 12, and I don't know if they had a turnover in the second half. They had 2 in the second half. So, again, they took a lot better care of the ball. Donovan West couldn't turn them over, and Norwich does what they do best. They got it inside.
Found a way to get it inside, as Coach alluded to. Second-half free throws really plagued Donovan West, 4 out of 11 from the free throw line in the second half following their really impressive 75% clip in the first half, going 6 out of 8. Leading scorer for Donovan West here tonight was sophomore Avery Weathersby, 16 points in the ball game, but at halftime she had 8, so she kept her pace up. And we talked about how impressive it was at halftime, 8 different Mustang players scored in that first half, but none really got any more baskets at the end of that first half for Donovan West. 8 points for Milena Wettstein on a pair of three-pointers in this ball game. She was joined with Kinley Wettstein, who also had a 3 in this game. 10 points for Chloe Clevenger, 4 for Sydney Smith, 2 each for Kyra Johnson and Heidi Leach for Donovan West, with Jaden Taylor having 4 for the Mustangs. As Coach alluded to, 17 turnovers for D. West. They had just 10 in the first half, or they had 10 in the first half, so just 7 in the second half, but they were at inopportune times.
Yep.
Whenever that did happen for this Mustang team. 54-49, your final score. Other than what we've already talked about, Coach, I mean, things that, again, this is still a very a young team because of the rotation that Coach Smith has had this year. You will lose Heidi Leach, Sadie Leach, to graduation with Kinley Wettstein, but everybody else comes back on a very young team that again, went 10, 11, 12 deep consistently.
And exactly, and it was a 35-22 second half, and that's the thing I know Coach Smith is going to drive him insane here in this. And when you get into these games as coaches, you always think about what ifs you could have done. But obviously, Donovan West had a great year this year, and coming out of a tough KVL league, that's always tough, and you know, and prepares you for this opportunities, and that's why we're here, is because of that league. And so I know he'd want to mention that. And then again, the seniors, you know, the two Leach twins, Heidi and Sadie, again, have played a lot of basketball, and Kinley Wettstein has been a tremendous leader for them, as
as the Leeches have. You know, when you lose those type of seniors, that's always tough. But, again, you've got young people to build on. And, again, the success of being here and being a part of the tournament, that's always something you can build on for your program.
Final score from Hutchinson, it was a buzzer beater by Sabetha's Leah Renier. Sabetha trailed by 5 with just 10 seconds to go when Renier hit a three-pointer to pull them, or they trailed by 3, excuse me, with just 10 seconds to go. Renier ties it at 55, and then a turnover by Hugoton, and Renier scores a layup as time expires to win the game for Sabetha.
And you think Donovan West feels bad, Hugoton's going to feel that much worse, yeah, knowing that you had the ball game there.
Yeah.
And what a thrill for Sabetha. Again, another Northeast Kansas club now having a chance to play for a state title. Those are these being in these situations here. You know, I'm 50 years old and have been fortunate to have a lot of teams that have had opportunities to play here. You know, that never gets old, and it never gets old whether you're 30 years old or 25-year-old young guy or now older. It's something these kids are going to remember. Other than getting married and the birth of their children, it's going to be something that's going to be very, very important in their lives, and it's going to be something Donovan West and all these teams that have participated in the state tournament you can build on, and again, it'll be there for them in years and years to come.
Phenomenal season for this Mustang team. Coach Perry Smith in his fifth year picked up his 200th win this season. They end the campaign 21-4, making it the first ever Donovan West Lady Mustang team to make it to a state semifinal game. And again, you just gotta tip your cap to what Norwich was able to do in the second half. But you also got to just look ahead and say, hey, this Mustang team has every opportunity to be back in the same location next March with the group coming back. One more final thing we got to do, Coach, before we sign off here from Dodge is our player to bank on here tonight. Who do you got tonight?
Well, I originally told you I was going to go with Malena Westheim, but I think Avery Wesleby, we're going to go co, because Malena hit two big threes there to pull it within close for Donovan West there, and then Weathersby was the kind of the bell cow inside that kept Donovan West close. So let's go with Malena Westheim and Avery Wesleby as your players to bank on.
Co-players to bank on here tonight, and that is your final one more time, 54-49. Norwich with the win over Donovan West. The Mustangs led 13-7 at the end of one, 27-19 at halftime. But as Coach mentioned, a 35-22 second half helped Norwich, the Eagles, upend Donovan West here tonight. Coach, it was a lot of fun doing the game with you here
tonight.
Enjoyed
it. Don't get this opportunity to lie. Again, I'm undefeated on this side. You never lose when you're over here.
Man, you and Coach John Holliday must be two peas in a pod, because those are the same comments he makes all the time.
Where do you think he got this gold from? It's from me. And plus, I'm better looking than John.
Oh,
here, so.
I agree 100%. I had to sit by that mug all
exactly
the time. Well,
exactly.
For Coach David Johnson, for Scott Cox back at the studios, I've been Jake Spaulding. Thanks so much for tuning in here to Dodge City as this Class 1A Division I State Tournament basketball game. But once more, Norwich wins it 54-49 over Donovan West. Sabetha, so far, the lone Northeast Kansas school keeping their season alive. They will play for a championship on Saturday at 2 p.m. as they will face off against Cheney. That game will be right here on 103.9 KNZA. Hope you have a great Thursday evening. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been high school basketball on Kansas Land Radio, recognized by the Kansas